News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Pakistan's Air Force launching retaliatory airstrikes in Iran, killing at least 9 people.
The strikes follow Iran's Tuesday attack on Pakistani soil that killed 2 children in the southwestern Baluchistan province. Mumtaz Zahra Baloch, a spokeswoman at the Pakistan Foreign Ministry, says Pakistan will protect and defend its national security against threats.
Pakistan undertook a series of highly coordinated and specifically targeted precision military strikes against terrorist hideouts in Sistan-o-Baluchistan province of Iran.
The strikes imperil diplomatic relations between the two neighbors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. airstrikes hitting what the Pentagon describes as Houthi rebel positions in Yemen.
The statement refers to this as an act of self-defense, and that's a narrative we've seen several times in the last week to describe those attacks, those strikes by the U.S. and its allies. These latest strikes come a few hours after a U.S.-owned commercial vessel was hit by a drone that was fired from Houthi territory. So possibly this was yet another kind of tit-for-tat move.
The BBC's Will Fernan. Having to run for president while facing an array of legal challenges, former President Trump packed a lot into his day yesterday after spending the day in a New York courtroom at his defamation trial. Mr. Trump then paid a visit to New Hampshire for a rally in Portsmouth. Former president, insisting he has done nothing wrong, says he's being persecuted by his political foes. Tens of thousands left without power in the Pacific Northwest as a fierce winter storm pummels the region, delivering a 1-2 punch of snow and ice. On Wall Street, the Dow down 70 points, NASDAQ up 133. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax-advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued.
This KMTQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Since that signage is not yet up, enforcing the ban on stopping on strip pedestrian bridges won't be done for at least a couple of weeks. Now, the ordinance went into effect Tuesday, but Clark County officials say signage won't be going up until around Super Bowl 58, which is February 11th. Local law enforcement officials say the ban is meant to stop crime on the bridges and ensure a smooth flow of foot traffic. Opponents of the measure say it violates the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and will eventually be challenged in court. Las Vegas Grand Prix Flamingo Bridge is coming down. Crews will begin to remove that temporary bridge at Flamingo and Cobalt Sunday. In order to bring that bridge down, the intersection of Flamingo and Cobalt, it will be closed to all traffic between Sunday night at 9 and 9 at night on February 1st. The bridge takedown is beginning to be completed, or hopes to be completed, by the start of Super Bowl 58 activities. That's starting February 5th. Now, the temporary bridge has been in place since October and allowed traffic to go into the resort corridor during the Las Vegas Grand Prix, which happened this past November. Clark County officials say they're evaluating the bridge's impact and are thinking about building a permanent version. Adults will now be able to be kids once again. An immersive entertainment attraction opening here in Las Vegas. You'll enter Playground by going down a slide, just as you did as a kid back on the playground. The interactive attraction featuring more than 20 larger-than-life nostalgic games, along with 2 bars and private event rooms, Playground will be open daily for kids of all ages. But the nights, they'll be reserved for the kids over 21. The first of its kind attraction opens today over at the Luxor Hotel Casino. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Settling into some normal conditions on our Valley freeways as far as the usual braking spots. You're going to find that up and down the resort corridor on I-15 between Charleston and Russell Road. Still slower than usual, though, on the east side through the Charleston curve. Still working a wreck on 95 northbound after Boulder Highway. Looks like that's off to the right. On the streets in the northeast at the intersection of Pecos and Owens, you have crews tending to an injury accident there. Owens and Pecos. Clear sunny skies today with afternoon temperatures warming into the low 60s. It's 41, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Good to have you with us. Joining us now, Aaron Phillips, one of my favorites. This is kind of a friends and family show in that we're having people that I really like. She is the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. 2023, big year for your organization, and it's only going to get better as we move into 2024. Aaron, thanks for being a part of the show today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. Yeah, we've had such a great year last year, and we're just so excited about so many of the things that are coming up this year.
What are the marching orders going forward? The Power to Parent, I think, watching it grow as it has over the last decade, it is incredible what is going on. Can you talk a little bit about what the mission statement is? And is it different now than it was, say, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, no, that's a really great question. Our mission statement has really always been the same, and we shortened it up a few years ago, but the statement that we like to say is that we empower parents. And so, everything that we do falls under the umbrella of empowering parents to advocate for their children, to educate parents, to make sure that parents are mobilized when there's issues that affect their rights and affect our kids. And so, yeah, no, we've never really changed our mission statement, but I think it's just been as we've grown, we've been able to do more and more things that have really been able to help parents.
We are moving into a National School Choice Week, and there's been no greater supporter of school choice in our area than you and your organization. Can you talk a little bit about what will be happening over the course of the next week?
Yeah. And just so your listeners know, we look at school choice as a parental rights issue. And that's why we really started to dip our toe into that issue in the first place, because parents are their children's best advocate. Parents know their children best. And we know that not every kid learns the same, and not every classroom should be a one-size-fits-all solution, because that doesn't work for every child. And so as we began to recognize that, we were able to really see that as a right for the parent to be able to choose the classroom that best set the needs of their kid. And so we believe every parent should have that right. And so that's why school choice is so important to us. And we see, this, we don't have to go into this today, but the way that education has really gone downhill over the last 10 years in Nevada is really shocking. And it's hard to understand why we continue to do the same thing and expect different results. And so I think when we look at school choice, our goal as an organization has always been to empower parents with choices, even if the legislators and the policymakers haven't given them those choices. And so, you know, you see parents getting so creative and so innovative and, you know, different types of schooling popping up, homeschooling, micro-schooling, you know, all these different types of schooling. And parents are desperately asking for more charter schools. And so, you know, I had the privilege to be on a board of a charter school here in town that was just approved recently for their charter in North Las Vegas. And so, you know, I mean, I think parents are really wanting to find quality choices. So, you know, the School Choice Week is a national event. And so I know in Nevada, there's a big school choice fair that happens on this upcoming Saturday. And so if you're a parent and you're listening and you're looking for more options for your kid, you're wanting to make a change, that's the place to be on Saturday. And you know what? You're putting me on the spot because I don't remember the exact location, but it's over by your old studio. It's by the airport. So and we'll be posting about that this week as well.
By the way, it's going to be at, it's going to be at IPEC. 6590 Bermuda Road in Las Vegas. So I do have that information. I want to ask you though, do you find that opposition to school choice is decreasing as more people learn more about it, what it is, what it isn't? Do you find that, that the message is getting through?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've known that for a while, but unfortunately, what you see is you see all this polling that's done, and we're, you know, potentially going to be doing our own study here in the upcoming weeks and months, because you see that parents really want school choice across the board universally. It's a very nonpartisan issue. And so you get up to 80% when you poll the parents and the community members that, you know, should kids have these options? And so we know it's very popular. Unfortunately, what you see is that when you talk to these Democrat legislators, they are so resistant to the idea. They've put the line in the sand for some reason that it's public school or nothing. And so, unfortunately, it would be such a winning issue, I think, if Democrats would be willing to really look at what their constituents are asking from them and recognize that this is good for the people that they purport to serve. And so I think we have seen the needle move significantly all over the country. You've seen many other states adopt really universal school choice programs, different types of scholarship programs. And so, you know, and unfortunately, Nevada, what we've seen is that the Democrat legislator has really backed off the funding for school choice programs in our state. And so we have one small tax credit scholarship, and they actually stripped the funding from that. And 400 to 600 kids were poised to lose their scholarships. And so, you know, our governor stepped in, thank goodness, and found a short-term fix for those kids. But, you know, that program is going to go away because the Democrats don't want to fund it. And so, yeah, I think if the people who we elect actually paid attention to policy instead of politics, we would see that school choice is really good policy.
I want to ask you, and again, Aaron Phillips joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. Governor Joe Lombardo, has he been a good partner for you folks at Power to Parent?
You know, absolutely, because, you know, this is our main issue, right? So parental rights and education and, you know, he ran on that issue that parents need to be put back to the driver's seat in education. And, you know, he introduced a really, you know, omnibus school choice bill during the session that, you know, really got stripped down, unfortunately, again, because we see that Democrats aren't willing to play ball when it comes to this issue of school choice. But there were a few things that, you know, we were really excited to see change. One of those was some transportation dollars for charter schools. And then the cities, the incorporated cities, are allowed to essentially sponsor charter schools now. So they can become their own sort of education association, for lack of a better term. And they can approve charter schools that will be a good fit for their cities. And so, you know, so those are two really big things that we were happy about. And I think, you know, we just have to continue to educate, again, the candidates and the legislators and everybody moving forward, and make sure that they understand that their constituents want these policies and it's good for their constituents. And again, like, policy and people over politics has to be the key.
I want to ask you about current events. There's the teacher ballot initiative. What is it?
Yeah. So, you know, we talk about the teacher strike or the teacher, you know, the collective bargaining and all of the things that have happened over the past 6 months. You and I have talked about it a lot. Teachers wanting their raises. And so in Nevada, it's actually illegal for the teachers to strike. And so if people have been paying attention to the news, there were some rolling sick outs, and the CCEA union was saying that they weren't a part of that, organizing that. And a judge disagreed and essentially told them to knock it off because in Nevada, they are not allowed to strike. And so, and the reason, and you know, this is really interesting for me because I did a little research on this. I've got a, you know, it was, I believe in the 70s that the firefighters were the first to kind of basically ask for collective, or sorry, I believe it's called arbitration, over striking. Because if you think about like a firefighter, you know, if someone's house is burning down and the firefighters are striking because they want to be paid more, that's obviously, you know, it's obviously a safety issue. And so the same goes for teachers because they're considered essential workers. And so when you look at that, you know, especially over COVID, you know, someone's house may not be burning down and or bleeding out on the street, right, for looking for a firefighter to come to the rescue. But when we saw what happened over COVID with our students who were not in classrooms, they were not learning. We know how damaging it was. And, you know, we were singing that from every rooftop and trying to get our kids back in school from the beginning. But, you know, Kevin, I don't want to sound over dramatic, but I was pouring over, you know, we did an open records FOIA request for the coroner's reports for kids who had taken their own lives over COVID because they were so isolated and they were so depressed. And so, you know, it really is very important for people to recognize that teachers are essential workers, and that is why it's illegal for them to strike in this state. And so, yeah, of course, they want their cake and they want to eat it too because they want to continue with collective bargaining and then also have the right to strike. And so, you know, again, our kids are not bargaining chips, and I think it's such a bad look when the union comes forward. And by the way, I don't think, again, that the union speaks for all teachers. I think the majority of teachers don't think that they should be striking either. So what happened with arbitration is, if everyone was kind of thinking about this, when this is happening in the last few months, ultimately both sides came in with their final offer of what the raises would be. And the, you know, you have a third party that's the arbiter comes in and they make the decision and they choose. And so, you know, everybody got their way, right? In the end, I mean, not everybody got 100% of what they wanted, but that's not how anything works, right? So you get, the teachers got an 18% raise or so, and now everyone's kind of just back to business as usual. Although I know that there's a lot of people who are not happy with the pay scale, and there's still a lot of complaining, but their kids' education was not interrupted. And I think that's what people need to understand is with a strike, when if the teachers can strike, you think about, you just got an 18% raise and there are already people that are out there complaining that it's not enough and that they need to change things. If teachers can strike, how much more education are our students going to lose, you know, in that scenario? So anyway, they're going to bring it to the voters. They're going to put it on the ballot. And I guess we'll have to see what, you know, the community thinks.
I want to ask you about what else is on your plate. You've got a number of projects that are going to be kicking in the next 30 to 60 days, everything from fatherhood to resource pages for parents to help them teach their kids what the schools aren't teaching. Can you talk a little bit about what the road ahead is going to look like for Power to Parent?
Yeah. So in the next few months, we're going to be launching our fatherhood project. And it's a research-based project that we have been working with a professor out of Harvard and Harvard Medical School. And so this is it's, you know, founded in research. And it's really the goal of this project is to help connect parents. And it's called the Fatherhood Project. And we're going to initially start launching it with fathers. But it really, the truths of the program are universal. And it's how do we build connection with our kids? You know, and I think that's one of the things that's missing in our culture right now. And, you know, we're trying to get to the root of the problem. You know, why is there so much violence in schools? Why is there, you know, why are kids not going to school? Why are kids failing? And you know, we can't blame it 100% on the teachers union, right? So, but seriously, you know, parents are the key to, empowered parents are the key to having successful kids. And we know that that's the only, you know, there's been tons of research done, you know, over the years. And the only number one indicator for success for a student is an involved parent. So really what we're trying to do is go back to the basics and teach parents how to be connecting with their kids. When, you know, and this program was written initially for fathers who were in recovery from drugs or alcohol, or really recovery from anything, or post-incarceration. And so we have are going to be partnering with Hope for Prisoners, which you know is an organization that is
great organization, really phenomenal.
Yes. And so we're going to be partnering with them, and there's so many guys over there and you know, gals who are excited to grow and are, you know, getting out of prison and getting their lives back together. And so we want to help be a part of that and move the needle for them. So that's one exciting program. And then, you know, this resource page you mentioned. So, you know, we want to be part of the solution. There's so many things we can complain about. There's so many things that are frustrating as parents that we see that our kids are not being taught, you know, from a civic standpoint in schools, and they've changed the way they teach history, and you know, they're focusing on things we think they shouldn't be focused on. We can complain, or we can do something about it. And so we're partnering with our sister organization in Utah and have created a resource. Essentially, it's a curriculum, and it comes with a calendar so that parents can teach their kids based on the month of what's going on. So, you know, for example, it's Black History Month coming up, and so it allows you to teach your child, you know, these really important truths that they may not be getting at school. And, you know, we want to make sure that parents, again, are empowered to teach their kids. Again, sex education is one of those things we talk about a lot that there's some frustration over. And so we want to provide an alternative sex education curriculum for parents so they can opt their, you know, their child out of that at school, and they can teach it to them at home. So it's really just a resource for parents, and also just an opportunity to be part of the solution. And how do we fix some of the problems that we see in the system right now? And so, and then we're super excited about another camp that we're going to be providing this summer. We haven't even announced this. It's the first time I'm talking about this at all, right here on the radio. But we're going to be doing a Patriot camp for kids this summer. So it's a summer camp. It's a week-long camp. And I mean, Patriot Camp, you can kind of assume what it's about, but the kids are going to be learning about the people who helped build this country. And, you know, it's a super fun camp. It's an opportunity for parents to get a little break too and drop their kids off. And it's going to be so fun. I'm super excited to talk more about that in the upcoming weeks and months.
It sounds exciting. You got a lot on your plate, and we're going to be following all of it. If folks want to get involved, if they want to be a part of your Power to Parent union, there's a lot more of us than there are of them, by the way. Tell me how they hook up with you.
Yeah, so our website is power2parent.org. That's power with the number 2parent.org. Just pop on there, and you know, there's a section that says stay in the loop, and just give us your email address. We don't spam you. We just send you, we have a really valuable newsletter that goes out once a month, has a ton of important information for parents. And you know, being obviously on every social media platform, it's the same. It's at Power to Parent. Follow us, because we post every day, and it's always something really important for parents.
Erin, thanks so much for all you do and your organization does for the children of our area. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Really good person, and very, very talented, and the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. That's Erin Phillips. She is a rising superstar in our community. She really honestly is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Drew Johnson will join us. He's a candidate for Congress in CD3. We had Heidi Kasama drop out of the race. We had Dan Schwartz yesterday get into the race. We're going to follow it all with Drew Johnson, the candidate for Congress from CD3. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're just a few days out from New Hampshire. Donald Trump, huge win in Iowa. Can he replicate that in New Hampshire and effectively lock up the nomination? We will discuss.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIV qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to After Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to business owners. Sometimes you need to speak out. We had Lisa Mayo DeRiso on the other day talking about how a number of folks in the Flamingo, Koval, Harmon corridor were really, they were hurt very badly by Formula One. A lot of people made out really, really good, but a lot of people were hurt by it as well. But now 15 days since the first plea at the Clark County Commission meeting on January 2nd. Now it looks like the Flamingo, Koval, Harmon corridor businesses are going to succeed. They will begin dismantling the bridge on Sunday, January 27th, and they'll have it down by Super Bowl Sunday. So that is a very, very good thing. So congratulations to Lisa and to her entire group that came out. They shined a light on something that clearly was wrong. There were people that were really injured.